This is KERA News. I'm Gus Contreras. High school football in North Texas is producing talent that can make it to the NFL. Another North Texas player could join the pros. In the first round of the NFL draft, the Cleveland Browns have the number one pick. The team could choose Myles Garrett, an Arlington High grad. And as I report, Garrett's considered the best defensive player in this year's draft. When the Texas A&M Swagcopter lands at your high school football stadium on a recruiting trip, it's a pretty big deal. Like it did during an Arlington Martin game in 2013.
And in comes this helicopter. This thing looks like it should have some missiles attached to it. And it's maroon and white and got a big Aggie sign on the side.
That's Arlington Martin coach Bob Wager.
Came in at about a 45 degree angle, buzzed the stadium, the place erupted. And it seemed like simultaneously, but maybe as it was just starting to throttle down and land, Miles broke through, blocked a punt, picked it up, and ran it back into the end zone, almost as if to say, you know, the helicopter's pretty neat, but watch this.
Wager can rattle off stories about Garrett on and off the field, like his affinity for 70s music, dinosaurs, and poetry. Or when Garrett recently showed up to a kids' event in Arlington.
He's never forgotten where he came from. And when Miles comes home, around here, he's just Miles. He just blends right in. Not, you know, I'm a first-round draft pick, but I'm Miles from down the street. And it's been that way since the day I met him.
In high school, Garrett was considered the number two ranked player in America. Then he only got better as a defensive end in college at Texas A&M. NFL experts and scouts say his ability to sack the quarterback is unmatched. Kevin Sherrington's a columnist with the Dallas Morning News.
For a defensive end as quick and as fast and as powerful as he is, he doesn't have any minuses physically. And then when you throw in the fact that he's such a hard worker, a great kid, very smart, and so he's just a no-brainer to me.
Garrett joins a select club in North Texas. Highland Park's Matthew Stafford was a number one pick in 2009. Arlington High's Luke Jokel was drafted number two in 2013. Garrett has a few detractors, though. Some say he doesn't give his full effort on every play. Sherrington disagrees. He says it's all up to Cleveland.
Of course, the Browns could always screw this up, which they usually do.
Cleveland has had a losing record for years and a reputation for picking the wrong player in the NFL draft. But maybe Garrett's the one who helps turn around the lowly Browns. Gus Contreras, KERA News.